and welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This is a very special bonus episode that we are doing about parenting in the age of the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Laura, why don't you explain a little bit about why and when we are doing this bonus episode?
Okay, yeah. So everyone knows that the world is in a panic and in like containment mode about this coronavirus that creates the illness known as COVID-19. And we are all confused of what to do. We had a hard time trying to figure out how to talk about it on the podcast because we try to keep the news out of the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. We record and release on a bit of a delay, as people mm-hmm. probably notice when we like talk about Christmas and they're like, why are you talking about Christmas? It's the first week of February.
Exactly.
And that's because we like to have the buffer in because, you know, we both have kids and we need the time to produce the show. And we do it because, you know, when we were pregnant, we wanted to make sure there was time in case something went wrong or there was some health issue that we would know how to handle it, right?
Or if we were just too fucking tired and fatigued and nauseous.
Totally.
To record that week, you know.
Totally.
We needed a break.
So we have this buffer, but it's caused problems because this is just a huge news thing. You know, it can't be ignored.
And it's changing so quickly. What we record 5 weeks ago is not relevant anymore. We should mention today is March 13th. It's Friday, March 13th.
Friday the 13th, of course.
Friday the 13th? Oh my God, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, Friday the 13th. And Yeah. And so by the time, you know, we're going to try to release this as soon as possible. But, you know, maybe by the time you listen to this, everything has changed. But we're going to talk about what's going on today and how we're handling it and try to bring a little bit of lightness to all this just insanity that's going on. Mm-hmm. I should mention I think 3 weeks ago we recorded an OMG I'm freaking out segment, and my yes. OMG I'm freaking out was coronavirus, and you were sort of like, well, I don't know, hopefully it'll get better, and then you were like, we can't release that, like, it's not gonna
it's
work.
It's not relevant anymore because now I'm freaked out.
Yeah, so this is our replacement. This is basically a full episode of OMG I'm freaking out, so we can all freak out together and feel better together.
Mm-hmm.
So Shauna, we're going to have this sort of mini episode. We're going to do some check-ins and then we're going to have our BFPs at the end because they're just going to be BFPs because we want to hear good stuff.
Yeah, we don't need BFNs.
Mm-mm. No, the BFN is obvious. But so first, I just wanted to check in with Shauna and I want to see what you're doing, like how is this affecting you and what are you guys doing in response to this new virus and this new
yes.
situation?
Good question. I think all of our listeners know, but just in case, Laura and I both live in the Los Angeles area and things ramped up very quickly. I mean, it was on my mind. I was kind of keeping track of what was going on. And within the last couple days, everything has just been closing, you know, canceling of events. My work yesterday, the CEO of the company emailed, my husband works there too, emailed me and him and everybody in the entire company and was like, we encourage working from home effective immediately. Mm-hmm. So my husband packed up and came home. And
this
that
is midday, right?
That was midday. It was like 2 o'clock. Elle, my four-year-old, goes to preschool on the work campus. So he picked her up, brought her home, and we are planning to stay home with her, with both of us working from home and with Cece for the unforeseeable future. And it is crazy. Like, just everything is just turned upside down. My head is like spinning. Today has been a day. This is the first day I've had two little kids home while working and having Steve home too, but he's working too. So, wow.
Yeah. Do you think it's harder or is it easier now
yes.
that Steve? Okay.
No. It's much harder because Elle is way more interactive than a toddler and she's used to mm-hmm. preschool all day where she gets, you know, interaction and friends, and she just, you know, she's very social. She wants us to play with her constantly. And usually when we have our family days, I'm kind of relaxed with our schedule. And I don't know. I went into full like preschool teacher mode this morning. I wrote up a schedule. I was like, here's what we're doing. 8 o'clock is breakfast. 9 o'clock is playtime. 10 mm-hmm. o'clock is snack, you know, and I have a whole schedule and we've been following it. Yep. Yep. And I laid down the law with the discipline because sometimes we're a little lax mm-hmm. with discipline and we have a new system in place because it can be really hard when she and Cece are together. It's just like it can get wild. And I just can't have that all day. So I don't know. I feel like in panicky situations, I do get stressed, but I also have this thing about me that I'm like, no bullshit. Let's get it together. Let's do this
get
thing.
Get it done. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, first things first. This. I hope that it keeps up well. And, you know, of course, I hope we don't get sick. I'm also like worried about that and worried about my community and worried about the economy. And
yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of just general free-floating stress out there. Stuff to worry about. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to Trader Joe's this morning because I've been slowly stocking up on extra items. But today I was like, I think it's going to get really, really, really crazy now. Mm-hmm. So I need to get some stuff just before everyone else. So I went in the morning. And if you don't know, Trader Joe's is a grocery store that's in Los Angeles and some other places around the country.
I think I read recently it's in like 40 states or something. So it's really spread, okay. Which is good for the world. It's a fantastic grocery store.
It's my favorite grocery store. I love it. I have some favorite items. I was like, I want to get some before, you know, everything closes.
Did you know the very first one is the My Neighborhood Trader Joe's? Right around the corner?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I think you mentioned it on a previous podcast.
Very proud. Very proud.
I find that that makes me want to give you a blue ribbon. I'm proud of you for
like star sighting.
Close to the what?
It's like a star sighting, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Celebrity sighting. So I went in today around 10 a.m. and I noticed no shopping carts. We're in the shopping cart mm-hmm. zone out in the parking lot. Parking lot was bananas. And so I grabbed a cart from a guy who was about to put his away. It was the last one. I was like, oh, I'll take that. And he's like, the line to check out is 50 minutes. I just timed it. I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And I'm like, oh, shit. Well, I got to do this. So I went in. I grabbed tons of stuff, like $300 worth of stuff, and got in a line that was from the cash register down the entire nut and dry fruit aisle all the way back to the wine section.
Wow.
It was so long. I was in line for 1 hour.
That's a long time. I mean, yes. Their checkout is not always super efficient, but
no.
Yeah, that's a long time even for Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it was really crazy. And I was in like an internet dead zone, so I had no internet access while I was standing there. So all I was doing was just like grabbing more stuff off of the shelves around me in line and just kept putting it in my cart.
So what'd you get?
Oh, that's a really good question. I had already previously stocked up on pasta and stuff like that, which is good because the entire shelf of pasta and pasta sauce was gone by like 10:30 a.m., completely gone. So I got more just like some extra meat that I could freeze. I got some extra salmon, chicken breasts, some ground beef, some vegetables, some lunch meat, some frozen stuff like frozen rice, frozen fruit, some extra eggs, extra milk, you know. Like some immediate staples and some things that I think we can eat, you know, next week or the week mm-hmm. after if we need to. Yeah. And but by the time I left the store, there was a line to get into Trader Joe's. People were lining up. And it's raining today. It's a crazy rainy day.
Yeah, it's been pouring the last 2 days. Yeah, and it's apparently supposed to last for like a week or more. I know.
So we're trapped at home with our kids without being able to go outside. Oh my God, it's just so crazy. So, you know, I feel better that I got food because I was feeling bad because you told me that you had been doing some stocking up, right? Tell me about what you've been doing and how you're feeling about all this.
Yeah, so this has been on my mind, I think, a little longer than you. I do remember even before we did the OMG I'm freaking out, like 2 weeks before that or something, I was like, let's do an OMG I'm freaking out about coronavirus. And you're like, psh. No, I think you said it was too topical. I was like, okay. But I had read some like pretty alarming articles. There was an article in, I think, at The Atlantic on February 24th. So that's, you know, 3 weeks ago about.
Yeah.
And it was basically like, this thing is coming. It's coming for the U.S. There's nothing you can do to avoid it. you need to start preparing now. And mm-hmm. I read it at like 3 a.m. when the baby was up from like teething, which sucked.
Oh my God.
And so I got super duper paranoid. And so the next day it was my nanny day. And so I went to Costco that day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was before I think the majority of people had really started preparing. So
yeah.
I easily, you know, I got another flat of toilet paper. I wasn't hoarding, you know, but I got like, you know, a case of water, a flat of toilet paper. I got a bunch of canned meats, like, you know, canned tuna, some canned chicken that you can make like, you know, chicken salad out of, that sort of
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Mm-hmm. So, and beans, canned beans. And the stuff I got that day, I realized, like, was more sort of long-term, you know, if they're, you know, all the public services were out. Sort of almost like an earthquake preparedness kit.
Oh, that's
what
right.
That was what I was thinking of. So I got that. I also got, like, some children's Tylenol. By the way, children's Tylenol and infant's Tylenol is the exact same thing. Just FYI.
No. So, oh, maybe the Tylenol is, but yeah, ibuprofen. It's more concentrated in the infant, so you need to give them less.
Yes, ibuprofen, you really need to pay attention. It's much, it's very different. But children's Tylenol, it's the same dose, you know, it's all the same. So I got children's Tylenol because it was half the price. So I got stocked up on that. I got some like DayQuil and NyQuil, extra Advil for us, that sort of thing.
Good. You're so smart. I can't believe you did this so long ago. That's the problem is no one else was doing that and they're all doing it today. And the stores are like just exploding.
Yeah. And I got, you know, I got some hydrogen peroxide and some alcohol. And I already had a bunch of hand sanitizer left over from when the baby was a baby, was a newborn, because we didn't actually use it that much. But I like bought a ton.
I know you gave me a big one that you're like, eh, we're not going to use this.
Yeah, it turns out I had another one of those like in the closet. I didn't even realize. So we're all set on that. So I feel good about that. Dare I say smug about it. I feel bad because I definitely saw people starting to hoard. You know, people were getting way more than they needed. And
yes.
Now I see people like my friend Marilyn, she's been trying to just buy toilet paper and she can't find it. So I'm like, come over. I'll give you one of like the 6-packs from Costco. And she's like, but you need it. I'm like, well, like hopefully in a couple weeks, the panic will have died down and, you know, we're going to be able to find more toilet paper. But also I have more toilet paper. You know, I have enough for a while. You buy one of those Costco flats and they last a long time. So,
yes.
You know, I can share with you. But
I know. Yeah, and I saw someone posting a meme like, all you young people who are hoarding stuff, think about the people who really need help, and it was like a photo of an older woman, you know, alone like at in front of an empty shelf. And I just, that kind of like really hit me. I was like, "Oh yeah, the people who aren't as fast and able-bodied and whatever are like really the people that are going to suffer from all of this hoarding."
Yeah, it sucks. I think that the hoarding is really bad. And I don't think it's so interesting to me because I've walked down grocery store aisles in the past and just been like, who in the world, like, how are we ever going to eat all this food? It's too much. Mm-hmm. And then now they're all like wiped out.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of interesting to me. But anyway, I did that. And then earlier this week, was it Monday or Tuesday, Trump gave some speech about how he was like shutting down all travel to Europe.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then
that was Wednesday. That's because the next day everything went haywire.
Yeah. So I started hearing him say that. And Corey had come home from work a little early. And I was like, I'm going to go to Trader Joe's.
Good for you.
I was like, we just need food that, like, you know, we could survive on the food I got, but it would be like boring, you know,
yeah.
Like I needed food that was edible, just the stuff that, you know, we actually want to eat. So, because I heard that even in Wuhan, the water and the power never went out, you know, so it's not like that's not the concern. It's just that you're going to be stuck maybe inside self-quarantining and you just want food that you're actually going to want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between survival and enjoying yourself. So
yes.
I went and I did the same thing you did. I got like meats I could freeze. You know, I love their pre-marinated meats that they have in the
meat aisle.
So I got a bunch of those and, you know, again, trying not to take more than my share. And it was okay. It was like a, you know, I only had one person in front of me in the checkout, but then.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think I just, you know, I just acted, thankfully, just in time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm curious to hear if other people, if our listeners are experiencing this, or if this is just like a major metropolitan area problem.
Yes, I want to know too. And in general, I really want to know how our listeners are feeling and how it's affecting their lives, your lives, listeners, yeah. and what's going on. So if you have any stories you want to share with us, please let us know. I will say that one thing I maybe slightly hoarded was wine. I bought two bottles of wine. Oh, and I did buy a bottle of Bullet bourbon because I was just like, you know, that sounds really nice after a long day of working mm-hmm. and caring for two kids. So that was kind of my fun little purchase. And a couple bags of chocolate caramel balls. Yeah, like they're sea salt caramels. Those were my like fun little treats for Shauna during this time.
Yeah, because you want to enjoy your quarantine.
Yes, as much as I can for as long as I can. Yeah. Okay, so what is your family situation? What's going on at home? Is Corey home or what?
Yeah, so it's sort of evolving. As you know, we have the nanny 2 days a week, and I'm going to check in with her and see if she has concerns about coming over, but I don't think she does, but I'll make mm-hmm. sure that she knows that if she feels like she doesn't want to come or mm-hmm. That, you know, we'll figure something out with her. But other than that, we kind of are in the perfect setup for self-quarantining in that I don't work right now, or I work from home in the capacity that I work. And Corey, he works, so his job is so hard to explain. He has a deal at a studio, which means that he has an office with his writing partner and they have an assistant on like the ABC Disney lot. But they're not currently staffed on a show. So like going into work for him is just going in to see two other people, and mm-hmm. he can really stay in his office. So far he's been mostly staying in his office, but I think he's going to start working from home because he's about to start a new writer's room for a show. It's been interesting because it was going to be on the Fox lot, which is like an hour drive from where mm-hmm. we live. Ew. And now they've just announced they're going to do it like by Zoom.
Yes! So, that's good.
So he's just trying to figure out whether he should do the Zoom like from his office on the Disney lot, or whether he should do it from like our new back unit, which is like literally just done this week. Mm-hmm. Like we just passed final inspection. Spoiler for future episodes, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be my office, but now it might be his. So he might do a combination. The truth is, though, that even if he goes into the office, he's like, there's no one there. It's empty. Mm-hmm. So it's not risky. You know, he's not seeing anyone. He told his assistant to, you know, work from home. They forwarded the phones. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So now we're just trying to figure out what to do. I had this conversation with him today, which is that our babies, you know, my baby's 14 months old now. Yours is mm-hmm. 15, right? Mm-hmm. They're like the perfectly wrong age for this. Ugh, because they're old enough to run around and be crazy and need energy and social interaction, but they're not old enough to understand why we're not going all our places, you know? Mm-hmm. So like my toddler me class is suspended. We're not going to go to swim class anymore. You know, we're not going to story times. They're all suspended. So we're mm-hmm. kind of stuck, and it's been rainy. I just today ordered like rain boots and a rain jacket for him because I need to get outside with him.
That's so cute and such a good idea.
Yeah. So he'll probably use it twice before he grows out of them. But such is life. We need to get outside. So we're mm-hmm. once those arrive, we're going to go to rain or shine, we're going to go to the parks and stomp around in puddles and try to get out, because 2 days of being stuck inside, he's losing his mind already. No. He really is. He's like, what is happening? Because he's such a social kid. So, mm-hmm. and then I should say I made a rule for myself. It's now not that big of a deal because it's being imposed by everyone else, like everything's shutting down. But before everything shut down, I decided my rule was going to be one-on-one play dates are fine, like mm-hmm. at our house or someone else's house, mm-hmm. or going outside to like a park is fine.
Okay.
But no group activities. So
what about a playground where many people have come throughout the day and touched those surfaces?
I'm still saying that's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe see if you can bring wipes for like the swings or something. I don't know. I don't know yet, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I think sunlight and fresh air does a lot to disinfect. Yeah. So that's what I'm going off of.
I was thinking hikes and like walks outside because we're up by the hills up north here.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course, that plan is a little bit messed up with the rain, but mm-hmm. I might have to do a rain or shine outdoor stuff too, especially with a 4-year-old who's very active.
Yes.
Cece is, I hate to say this, but she's a little more used to just being, you know, bored and doing stuff
like,
around the house.
Yeah, she's like, work from home? That's fine. Yeah, that's what exactly. We do anyway.
I kind of felt that way when our entire company like went to work from home, because you know people are like, make sure you have everything set up and you know what you're doing, and people are having problems and issues connecting, and I'm just like, old hat, been doing it for almost a year.
You know, I was thinking, Shauna, we should do another bonus episode where you give tips on how to work from home with a baby and toddler, because you're
that's
an expert.
A great idea.
And
yeah.
Everyone suddenly needs to know how to do it. So
true. That is so true. Okay. I could do that.
But anyway, we're hanging in there and yeah, we're just sort of taking it day by day like everyone else. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. My biggest sort of takeaway from this is it's so nice to know that according to all the statistics, the illness doesn't really affect children all that badly. Like mm-hmm. they get very mild illness and there have been no deaths, I think, in any kids. Mm-hmm. Or babies. So I'm, you know, that's as of today, of course, but that's very reassuring. And so for me, when I'm thinking about the illness, it's not so much like, oh, I'm afraid to get COVID-19. It's just that we want to flatten the curve, right? We want to make sure that fewer people get infected at once so our medical system isn't overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're staying inside. It's really not so we don't get sick as much as like we don't want everyone else. And also our grandparents.
Yes.
You know, my mom has lung problems. My stepfather is 87 years old. You know, my parents are just getting older. So we definitely want to keep them healthy and we want to be able to see them again. So I'm not talking about like them dying. I mean, like I want to be able to like get out of quarantine and see them.
Yes.
So, yeah. So that's why that's the reason for the season, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. And I have to say that we are both very fortunate and privileged to be able to just be like, oh, we're going to do social distancing because our jobs, I'm a writer. My husband's a writer. Your husband's a writer. We're all writers.
That
is something that we can do from home. And that is so lucky. I really feel for people who work in retail, the service industry.
Healthcare.
I mean, so if you're in a position like that, my heart goes out to you. And if you have any stories you want to share with us about how you're coping and what it's doing to your life, you know we would love to hear from you. So definitely reach out.
Yeah. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast, or you can send us an email to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com. You can also send us a voice memo to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com.
Yes. So, Laura, should we take a break and come back and try to uplift ourselves and our listeners with some BFPs?
I think we should.
Okay. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Alo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Alo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Alo Moves has to offer, visit alomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Alo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code BFP. alomoves.com, code BFP.
We are back, and we are going to end things with a BFP section. Just BFPs this week, because we all need a little uplifting in our lives right now. Yeah, we're going to start with a little personal BFP in our life right now, and then move on to some other things we found that you guys might find helpful, too. Laura, what is your personal BFP this week?
So my personal BFP is Masterclass.
Oh.
Do you know about this?
Yes, I have a gift certificate to it. That I've had like 3 years and never used. Yes, for like a Shonda Rhimes.
Well, you should. Now is the perfect time.
I know. That's a great idea.
Well, that's the thing. So I, at Christmas time, they had a 2-for-1 special, which was like, if you bought it for a friend or family, you got a pass too. Mm-hmm. So I bought it for my brother, and then I have the Masterclass pass. And what it is it's like online learning videos, but they're taught by all these people who are like ridiculously huge in their fields. Like Margaret Atwood teaches writing. Shonda Rhimes teaches writing. David Sedaris. They have like Daniel Negreanu teaches poker if you're a poker person.
Oh, cool.
They have, they have Serena Williams teaching tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's bonkers. But why it's specifically my BFP for this is because I haven't really had time to dive into Masterclass. And I'm taking this sort of self-quarantine, even though it doesn't really change that much about my day-to-day other than like not going to activities. Like, I've decided I'm going to start watching my Masterclass classes and learn something new. So I just saw that they added a new class, two new classes. One was mixology.
Which
I would love to learn how to make fancy cocktails, because that's something I'm actually not great at. Like, I like cooking and I like baking, but I'm not great at making fancy cocktails. So that's exciting. And the other was Mexican cooking.
Oh, my God. Yum.
So, yeah. So I'm going to try to take those classes and just sort of use this time to learn something that otherwise I feel like I wouldn't have time for or would just keep putting off.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love
that. So
that's
my BFP. That's my personal BFP. What's your personal BFP?
My BFP in all of this is getting to spend more time with my family. You know, I send Elle off to school 5 days a week. Steve goes off to work 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And with their commute time there and back, it's a lot of time I don't get to see them. So I'm actually looking forward to trying to bond more with Elle, even though it's going to be a crazy, crazy busy schedule in days. And yeah, another thing is that more time we're spending together, I'm excited to work on some discipline stuff that I haven't had a chance to do with her because she's always off at school. This is all based on one day so far of having a work day with my older kid home. But I think this is going to be a good opportunity for me to work on some different discipline techniques with her that I've been hesitant to instill because, you know, she's at school all week and then like the weekends are kind of like crazy and free for all. And so I've always thought that like at home time, if I could just give her some more structure and some more rules and boundaries that we all might be a little bit happier. She's not a terrible kid or anything, but she is extremely energetic. She's pretty willful. She's extremely verbal and communicative. And just sometimes, like, it's, you know, with any kid, it can be a bit of a struggle. And so I specifically have been reading a new book lately called Raising Lions.
Ooh.
Yes. And I love it because it is very different than the Janet Lansbury Rye approach, which, you know, is more focused towards little babies. Once Elle turned about 2.5, 3, I started thinking, ooh, I'm going to need something different. Like, it's still, obviously, I respect her and I'm, you know, talk to her in nice ways and stuff, but I feel like the way I'm dealing with boundaries and stuff isn't working anymore. And so this book, Raising Lions, seems perfect for her. It's more about very willful kids, energetic kids, and how to really give them like the boundaries that they are desperate for. And it's making me feel... So far, it's making me feel better about just like asserting my own self. And it's okay to be like, you know, like, for example, today we were having a snack and she's like, Mama, can I have more milk? And usually I just kind of like jump up and get her milk, you know? But today I was in the middle of working and instead of just like setting my computer aside and getting it, I said, yes, you can have more milk, but in at least 2 minutes because I'm busy right now. It's like, so she needs to become aware that I am a person with needs and desires too. I've gotten very into like, just give the kids whatever, just like stop the crying and the screaming. Yeah. So these are some of my new techniques and I'm using this book and I'm excited to kind of get a grasp on this area of our life that I've never even tackled before really. So here we go.
Cool. We'll put a link to that on our website, of course.
And the book 1-2-3 Magic is the other one I read a while back and I've been wanting to instill it forever. So it's just real quick. It's about giving them like a little countdown if you're noticing a behavior you want them to stop and then giving them a little, I guess, consequence for it. So feels weird to do consequences after being a Janet Lansbury person for so long, but here we are.
Well, we'll have to check back and see how that's going for you.
Yeah. We'll see. So what else is on the BFP list this week, Laura? What have you come across that is kind of a fun thing in this time?
So I found I've been very grateful for Facebook moms groups because people are posting all kinds of resources for people suddenly stuck at home with their kids.
Yeah.
So one thing I found was this Travel and Leisure article that's titled Stuck at Home. These 12 famous museums offer virtual tours you can take from your couch.
What?
And it's just a list of different museums that have virtual tours. So like, so like you can walk through the British Museum in London or the Guggenheim in New York.
Wow.
Or the Musée d'Orsay in France. I can't pronounce anything in French, so apologies to anyone who can speak French. The Getty, too.
Uh-huh.
So you can go on your computer and just tour all these museums.
That's
from
really
cool. From the comfort of your home. So I thought that was very cool.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love it. Where do people go to get that?
We will post the link to this article that rounds them up onto BigFatPositivePodcast.com. But also you can just search Travel and Leisure Museum Tours. It'll probably come up.
Okay, perfect. And then there's links to like the different museum websites or something? I see. Okay.
Yeah, they're all different. They all have different URLs. Like some are through Google and some are through the actual museum's website. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Cool.
The other thing I found on these Facebook groups is that this local music class called Sweet Potato Music, they're offering, not free, but they're offering online music classes now. So you can like connect on Zoom, and if you have your own little like tambourine at home, you can play along, and that's for kids 0 to 5. And I think a lot of places are starting to do that. So I know that the Family Room, which is where I go to my music classes and stuff, they're trying to figure out a way to do online classes as well. So I would look in your area to see if any of the like music classes that you've been meaning to check out, if they've now moved to an online version.
Yes, I love that idea. Very cool how people are so innovative when push comes to shove. I love it. And keeping the community together and actives, that's great. And activities, that's great. Love it.
So, Shauna, what is your BFP you found out in the world?
In one of my mom's groups, someone linked to this site called Radish. It's actually RADDISH.
Okay.
And they provide like cooking kits that they deliver to your door. And they are offering 25,000 free kits for people because of the coronavirus and quarantine. So you can get something at your front door that you can use in the kitchen with your kid. And it's like an educational thing too, like learning measuring and whatever and cooking and stuff like that. And they also have some free online activities and stuff like that. So if you have a kid that's probably not as young as ours, but maybe more like Elle, like a 3 or 4 year old or older, this might be something really fun that you can get for free and an activity that you can do in the kitchen and then eat what you have at the end. So that's a really neat thing. They're offering 25,000 free kits.
That's really cool.
Yeah, the website for that one is radishkids.com. I don't know anything about it. I haven't gotten the kit. I don't know how good the kit is. I don't think it's like just a box of Pop-Tarts and stuff. I think it's like stuff that, like, you know, real food that you can make. So
I just love that everyone's sort of stepping up, you know? And I think it's important, too, to support small businesses, especially in these times, because they're getting hit really hard.
I know.
You know? And we all are. I mean, let's not even talk about the stock market.
No. Make me weep.
So, yeah. So let's support as many small businesses as we can. And it's great if there are some special deals. And yeah.
Yes.
We just wanted to release this. We wanted to talk to our listeners because we know we didn't want to wait 5 weeks to address this. So
it's also immediate and happening now, and it's all,
Yeah. But it's we will be back on Monday with our regularly scheduled program where we'll be talking about all the worries we had 5 weeks ago that seem so silly now.
So irrelevant and silly now. Just kidding. It's not irrelevant. It's our lives.
It's our lives. And we want to hear from you, listeners, please.
Please, again, if you have anything you want to share with us, you know we want to hear from you. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a Facebook community group you should definitely join. Just search Big Fat Positive Community, request to join. It's a closed group, so I have to add you. But once you get in, you can see all the great stuff that's going on in there, including a cute baby thread that was started by a listener today that
is
just so uplifting and adorable. You can also send us an email and or a voice memo to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com or visit our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Burek, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you later. See you on Monday. Bye.